In the West Bank city of Jenin today, Palestinian militants beat and kidnapped the acting governor. They accused him of working with Israel. The kidnappers were local members of the Al-Aqsa Brigade, an armed faction loosely associated with Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. The group released their captive after 5 hours. NPR's Peter Kenyon is following this story in Jerusalem. Peter, what do we know about the reasons behind this kidnapping?
Well, the reasons are myriad, and some of them are quite local. They have to do with Palestinian politics, some are financial. But one reason is that this 50-year-old governor, Haider Irshad, made a move recently to have Palestinian security forces arrest a member of the Al-Aqsa Brigades. Witnesses say today the governor was downtown when he was grabbed by about 20 men. They say he was kicked and hit with rifle butts and then taken away. The leader of the Al-Aqsa Brigades locally there said he wanted him put on trial. Then an official from Arafat's office made a phone call, and after several hours, Irshad was released.
Now, the Palestinian Authority is under a lot of pressure, I know, to try to control militant groups. What does this say about how they're doing?
Well, it certainly says that this part of the West Bank is the area where they have the least control and are likely to have the least for the foreseeable future. Palestinian forces are seriously depleted in the West Bank already compared with their status in the Gaza Strip. And in Jenin and Nablus especially, it's a no-man's land as far as security. The army of Israel, the Israeli army, maintains a presence, but there's very little evidence of actual local law enforcement. Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian prime minister, is not eager to confront any of the armed factions, but if they do, they're going to have the toughest fights in Jenin and Nablus. Today, for example, security chief Mohammed Dahlan announced a new law and order campaign, but that was aimed at the Gaza Strip and not the West Bank.
Well, now, Abbas is going to be under pressure to control militants when he meets with Ariel Sharon, the prime minister of Israel. What is he going to be asking for from Israel?
Well, Abbas will certainly be looking for something to take back to his people, something to show that he's on the right track in asking them to abandon the armed struggle. The most likely prospect appears to be a more generous release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. Israel has in the past several days signaled a willingness to include some Hamas and Islamic Jihad men in the release over the objections of the families of Israeli victims of bombing and shooting attacks. The Bush administration is strongly encouraging this tack, asking Sharon to do what he can to help stabilize Abbas's position. Of course, in return, Sharon will want to know what Abbas is doing about the armed factions besides trying to keep the ceasefire going. And after this meeting tomorrow between the two prime ministers, there'll be meetings in Washington with President Bush.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, thanks as always.
Thanks, Steve.